You know, many years ago when I was in my 20s, it was late at night. I used to cycle everywhere in London where I lived, and I was working in this pub. I was a barmaid in this pub, and it was as a, when I was a student, I was just making some extra money. And it was late at night. I got on my bicycle. I had my bag in my basket at the front, and I had to go on this underpass that was a pedestrian underpass and then get onto the other side of the road so I could cycle home. Well, I went down these steps. I had my bicycle going down the steps, and on the other side of the underpass, I saw this man, and he'd gone down the steps and up the other side, and he looked at me, and I had a bad feeling, and I thought, oh, I shouldn't go on this underpass, but I ignored it. I ignored the feeling because I just thought, I need to go there. And maybe I'm just, you know, fearful because it's a man and it's late at night. And maybe I'm just kind of making stories up or something. And I got to the other side. And what happened? He came down, swooped down, pulled my bag out of my basket and ran. I should have listened to my intuition, but I didn't. I ignored it. And that can happen. You know, I've been raised with this. I've been raised with spirituality. I've been raised with psychic energy, listening to your intuition, being guided, connecting to spirit. This has been a part of my life forever. At least it feels like it's forever. It is forever, right? But I still ignored it because I doubted. I doubted that intuition. I thought I was making it up. Even though I had a really bad feeling. So when I get a bad feeling now, I listen to it. What about you? Do you get your feelings, your intuitive feelings? Do you listen to those feelings?